We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of your home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You get to play all kinds of games like slots and blackjack and roulette and table games with live dealers and more. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And we have no problem talking Penn State football here. I am Jim Galante. It's quarter number four, along with Andrew P. Shea and Bob Flounders. We're going to continue our series on make or break seasons for players at Penn State. But before we do, we will announce the Ask Ross winner. Yes, I am remembering today. And our winner, you guys would love this one. It's Mike from Savannah. And Mike asked Ross a question about for marriage advice. He's now engaged. He asked Ross. Ross took it very seriously, gave him great advice, but I think this is what put Mike over the top as the winner. He said in his question, if he would win, he would wear his KSN polo at his wedding. So he wins, but only if he commits to wearing his KSN polo at his wedding. So, Mike, I will be getting in touch with you. Remember, you got to make that commitment and then send us pictures. All right. It's quarter number four. That means we're going to continue our series, make or break seasons for Penn State players. It's essentially players that have been in the system for at least 3 years and haven't made their mark yet. We went through a few other players the last 2 weeks. Let's get to this week where we're going to be looking at some defensive linemen. Let's start with redshirt junior defensive tackle Fred Hansert. He's currently listed as the backup to Antonio Shelton, and he's a force. We were talking about recruiting before. He is or was a four-star recruit from New Jersey, 6'3", 318 pounds. Bob, is it time for him to make or break?
He's one of the more interesting players, I think, on the team this year. Over the weekend, I did a story on a half dozen under the radar players at Penn State that, you know, maybe aren't stars, but if they develop and they play, you know, the way that a lot the coaching staff thinks they can play, they're going to make an impact. I think Fred Hansert is one of those players. 2 years ago, he had a knee injury. I think the Michigan State loss at home in 2018, he hurt his knee, blew it out. That put him back a little bit. But fourth year player, I think a lot of talent. He's got some intriguing size. I don't expect him to start. I think it'll be Shelton and PJ Mustafa. But I look at him as he's got to be the first defensive tackle on the field after those two guys. He's going to have to play well, play a lot of snaps. And I do believe, I just don't think you can be a fifth-year player. I think if we're talking about you as a fifth-year player and you haven't arrived yet, you know, something off the field either went wrong or you just didn't really live up, I think, to your billing. To me, he's make or break for sure this year.
I
agree with that, Andy.
Do. I remember 2018 season before he got hurt, his redshirt freshman year when he would get on the field. It was just not good. I just remember Ross saying, please keep him off the field. Just don't put him out there. He was just that bad. He came back from the injury. I think last year he was definitely better. You saw more of the Fred Hansard you thought you'd see earlier. You're starting to see it later. I mean, he had 17 tackles, 5 tackles for a loss. He had a sack. That means he took another step forward even after the injury. Make or break, 100% yes. I see him agree. I agree with Bob. I see him playing a major role up front inside for this 2020 team. He needs to take the next step and get more snaps and be a more consistent player in the number three guy coming off the bench, as you know, inside as a defensive tackle. And I absolutely see him doing it. I really do. I think it's a great call, an under the radar guy, because I think his ceiling is high and he's starting to find it. So make or break, 100% yes.
All right, next up, and he comes from the same class, a redshirt junior, Damian Barber. He's currently listed at 6'3", 295. What's interesting is he was a four-star out of our backyard, out of Harrisburg. Coming out of high school, he was only 244 pounds. He's currently listed at 295, where Fred Hansard was listed as a backup, meaning second team. Damian Barber is listed behind both Antonio Shelton and Fred Hansard. I would think, Andy, that he's got a lot of distance to make up to get on the field.
He's only played in 11 games the last 2 years. He made the move outside coming out. In high school, he was a defensive end. He made the move inside prior to the 2018 season after his redshirt freshman year. He's always been a guy whose kind of name you heard from time to time. He's been part of the mix, but he's never been a quote-unquote, what I would say, contributor. The opportunity there, but he just keeps getting passed by. That's for a reason. I don't say this is a make-or-break year for Damian, because the expectation should be for him to be in a mop-up role, right? Fringe depth snaps at best. There's a need for a depth guy to step up. He might be it, but there's nothing that tells me he's going to. So I lower the expectations and say I don't put him in the make or break category because I just don't see him having a bigger role.
Bob, if you know, this is a guy's fourth year on campus and you haven't broken the two deep, I would think you really better show something this year and show it quickly, or you're just going to get passed by more and more players, right?
Just listening to Andy talk about Barber back dating back to his Harrisburg days, I think there's a question that needs to be asked. You know, he was really effective when he was with the Cougars, not only as a football player, but a basketball player. He was a big athlete who could move. And you just wonder, guys, if maybe he put on too much weight and maybe, you know, he would have been better in a different kind of role. You know, is 290, 285, whatever it is that too much weight for him? Would he be more effective at this level, maybe at 250, 255? I just wonder if he's gotten too heavy. You know, I think it's also fair to mention, you know, Damian's been kind of mentioned in some off the field issues, and you wonder how that's impacted his development a little bit. Obviously a talented kid for sure. If you don't have very high expectations for him, I don't disagree with you. I don't know that he is the fourth defensive tackle. I don't know if he's the fifth defensive tackle, but
right
at some point, you know, if he's not that this year, then you have to wonder, you know, what's the point for him coming back next year? Because as Jim said, you know, they're going to get some more guys in there that they like. I think I can understand why you said it's not make or break for you. I'm going to say it is make or break for me, just because I just don't see what he's going to be able to do next year if he can't be the fourth defensive tackle. I just think that maybe this is a recruit that maybe just didn't pan out at Penn State.
I can agree with that.
And that happens. All right, let's get to our last one. This one's really intriguing to me. This one is a redshirt senior, defensive end Shane Simmons, listed at 6'3", 244. Since this is his last season, no matter what, I'm going to call it for you guys. This is a make or break season for him. All right. I've made that call. Now, the thing is, he came in very highly regarded, a four-star out of Maryland. He was considered a top 50 player when coming in. I believe he's been nicked up with injuries. We had really high expectations for him when he came in, Bob. He's listed currently as a backup to a younger player, Jason Owe. What do you think we're going to see him finally
season? That he was actually on a conference call 2 weeks ago. A little interesting to talk to him. He talked a little bit about, you know, he kind of acknowledged that he really hasn't lived up to expectations. He had a pretty significant foot injury 2 years ago that really limited him, I think, the whole year. He also kind of hinted at maybe he needed to get his academic house in order. I don't know if I read that right, but I think there have been more than one thing that's been holding Shane back. He certainly looks the part physically, but Penn State is so excited about their top three ends in Shaka Toney, Adisa Isaac, and Jason Owe that, to me, he looks to me like he's a backup this year. And even if he gets on the field for 20 or 25 snaps, it would be better than nothing. He just hasn't been a disruptive player at Penn State. High expectations for him. I hope. I will say this. He seems like a nice guy. I know his family seems like is actually – they're at all the games. They seem like very nice people. But, I mean, it's a production business. And I just think that I don't know that we're ever going to see the best of Shane for whatever that is. I just don't think when you're recruited that highly and that highly thought of, if you're the fourth defensive end, you know, I just don't know what that means. That says about your career. He's really going to have to take a huge step forward to kind of justify his recruiting ranking.
So,
Andy, really, real quickly, last year here as a backup, could he still make his mark?
Career, right. So that's one thing that stands out. They look for production and impacting the pocket. I think the injuries have played a huge role for him and off the field stuff. Like, he's never really had the opportunity to get both houses in order. So for me, you said this is definitely make or break. For me, the make or break for him goes to whether or not you think he can be a starter. Can he be a starter and a guy who, you know, plays more snaps a game? That is the make or break point for him. I mean, he looks the part, Bob's so right. It's like, oh my gosh, that guy looks like an NFL player, but he's not. That's my make or break for Shane.
All right, that is going to have to be the last word. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Bob. And be sure to join us next time.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.